everybody, and welcome back to Inside Voices Podcast. It's your host, Yannick, and today we're back with another episode revolving around the theme of phone bans. But first off, I'd like to hand it over to Amin and Adonia for the news.
Hello everyone, and welcome to today's podcast episode brought to you by the Inside Voices. We're your hosts,
Amin,
and I'm Adonia, and we're here today excited to share the top stories. First up, TikTok finds itself in the crosshairs of the Federal Trade Commission, FTC, as an investigation ensues over its data practices. The popular social media program could be on the brink of a lawsuit if found guilty of mishandling user data. Now, let's shift our focus to international affairs. Tensions escalate as Russia accuses NATO of preparing allies for war. This accusation comes amid rising geopolitical tensions in Eastern Europe.
Moving on to other events, the phone ban is now in effect across Britain, sparking debates about screen time and digital dependence, which we'll talk about more in this episode. Now, let's talk about school news. Football fans, get ready. With the season in full swing, expect thrilling matches ahead of our boys and girls have begun playing games. So keep an eye out for our coming games and make sure to support. And finally, an announcement from our school community to all students and families. We'd like to thank everyone who participated in our school fete of 2024, and we were happy to say it was a major success. We hope to see you all next year.
That wraps up our new segment for today. Stay tuned for more updates and join us next time for another edition of our Sanford School Podcast. Thank you.
Thank you, Amin and Adonia, for the news. Next up, we wanted to get more thoughts and opinions of the phone ban, so we asked a few questions to some staff and some students at Sanford.
Hello, today we have Leah here. We're going to be talking to her about the recent phone ban. Did you know that the British Prime Minister has banned phones at school?
Yeah.
All right, do you know what the name of the British Prime Minister is?
Rishi Sunak?
Correct. All right, do you believe that a phone ban will positively impact students' academic performance? Why or why not?
I would say it would not. Because that if students don't have their phones, they tend to not really focus, and a lot of students use their phones to research and answer. It could also be a negative. It could also be seen as negative because students use IA and ChatGPT for their answers, but it could also be seen in a positive way.
Nice answer. Are there any alternative strategies or approaches you think could be effective in managing phone use in schools?
I think it could be limited in when and how they could use their phones. For example, a lot of students tend to work harder and stronger when they listen to music, and a lot of teachers don't really approve of that. So there could be ways they could alter this decision.
Nice. Last question. Do you believe there are any potential negative consequences of a phone ban? If so, what are they?
I think it would, because if students don't have what they own, they could tend to act out and be disciplined badly.
Right. Thank you for answering these questions, Leah.
Welcome to this week's podcast. The interviewers are Naomi and
Joshua.
All right, we'll be interviewing
Tetenda,
Kushi,
Duniana,
Menon.
All right, our first question is,
did you know that the British Prime Minister has banned phones at school?
No.
No, we're not aware.
Okay. Anyways, if you guys didn't know, now you guys know. Next question. Do you believe that a phone ban will positively impact students' academic performance? Why or why not?
I think it will, because instead of people spending their time cheating off of phones, they're like actually doing it.
That's a good answer. Do you guys have anything else to say? Anyone?
No.
You guys all agree with her?
Yeah.
All right, okay. Are there any alternative strategies for or approaches you think could be effective in managing phones in schools?
Can you repeat the question, please?
Are there any alternative strategies or approaches you think could be effective in managing phone use in schools for teachers?
So basically, instead of banning the phones, do you think like there's other approaches?
Instead of taking it to class, the teachers could just take it before they go into the class and everything.
All right. Thank you. Okay, next question. Last question. Do you believe there are any potential negative consequences of a phone ban? If so, what are they?
No, I don't think so.
Well, since there's stabbings in the UK and like kids are getting like beat up, jumped or whatever, if a child doesn't have their phone to like contact someone to come help them, they could like die.
That was deep.
Okay, thank you guys for your time.
No problem.
Of course.
Okay guys, now we're with Yeon from year 12.
Hi.
Okay, we're gonna ask you a few questions. So what is the name of the British Prime Minister who banned phones at school?
Rishi Sunak.
Alright, so did you know that the British Prime Minister has banned phones at school?
I think I did, yes.
Okay, so do you believe that a phone ban will positively impact students' academic performance? Why not?
It might, but at some things it might not. For example, phones could allow students to use the internet in different platforms. For example, if they're using it on their laptops, they can also use it on their phones. So in those ways, I guess not. But sometimes students can get distracted when they're using their phones. So I guess in those ways, I think a ban would be good.
All right. So are there any alternative strategies or approaches you think could be effective in managing phones in school for teachers as well?
I think so. Maybe allocating times they can use their phones. For example, during recess, they can use their phones, but during classes, it could be if the teachers only allow it. If not, then they're not allowed.
All right. So do you believe that there are any potential negative consequences of a phone ban? If so, what are they?
Maybe if they want to call emergency or their parents if they need them. Mm-hmm. Or if they need to use a ride to call, an Uber, for example, they can use their phones. But if it's banned entirely, they're not able to do those things that they need to. So.
All right. Thank you so much.
No worries.
Okay, guys. Now we have USS in year 11. So, USS, you want to say hi to everyone?
Hi, guys.
First of all, do you know who the Prime Minister of the UK is?
Yes.
Who is he?
Rishi Sunak.
Rishi Sunak, correct.
Yeah.
Secondly, did you know that the British Prime Minister banned phones in school in the UK?
No, I didn't.
So, do you believe that the phone ban will positively impact students' academic performance or not?
No.
Why not?
Because I think children should be able to be free, and bringing phones to school, that's a way of showing their freedom. They can use it in their leisure time if they want to do anything fun in class. You know, going to school shouldn't always be about education, learning. It should also be about having fun and interacting with people and enjoying your time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So the last question is, are there any alternative strategies or approaches you think could be effective in managing phones in school?
Okay, one way they can approach this is by giving students 15 minutes a part of the day, throughout each lesson. They should give them some free time where they can use them for their phones, and while they're learning, they should just turn it off. And yeah, and sometimes as well, they could use it during the breaks, snack time or lunch time. Yeah, that's my approach.
Thank you very much for your opinion.
For our final segment of this podcast, we had a group discussion with the members of Inside Voices, again about phone bans.
Hey guys, welcome back to the group discussion. Today I'm here with...
Janet.
Joshua.
Mirun.
Leah.
And Chris.
We're going to be talking about the phone bans. If you don't know, phones have been banned in all UK schools. So our first question is, how do you think phone bans will impact teenagers' social interactions and relationships?
So during school hours, I actually think it will help social interactions in school. Yeah, that's all I have.
Yeah, I agree with Leah, because I feel we're on our phones a lot and we just don't interact with our friends.
Yeah.
So I feel this would help for sure.
Do you think, yeah?
I think it depends on how much self-constraint you have, because some people could be more addicted to their phones than others. And so I feel if you find that balance in between, then it doesn't matter. But if you really have some sort of addiction where you can't control yourself, then I don't think you should use your phones during school.
Do you think interactions in school are going to increase? Because I don't think a lot of people use phones right now.
No, like, what do you mean?
I mean, right now in school, no one's on their phones because we already have a no phones during the day, like, rule. So, is interaction going to increase with a phone ban?
I mean, for us, no.
So, I think it depends on the people, because for some people, they use their phones a lot during school hours. But for others, like me, I don't use my phone a lot, so I don't think it would make a difference on the interactions I have.
All right. What role do you think technology plays in shaping teenage behavior and relationships, both positively and negatively?
I feel like positively, obviously, like, it allows us to do, like, research, and, like, it helps us, like, academically, and also helps us, like, socialize and, like, make new friends, of course, and talk to our friends that we don't get to see in school. So, yeah.
But also, at the same time, I think there are a lot of negatives, you know, because with stuff like TikTok, people's attention spans are becoming very short.
Yeah, it's very addictive for sure.
Mm-hmm. So do you think like the pros outweigh the cons in that sense? Or?
Well, also, I feel like because of TikTok, many teenagers have like the same personality.
So we're losing personality.
So yeah, that could be a con.
Wait, can you like elaborate on the same personality thing?
Because I feel like, I don't know what I mean to elaborate. You'd all just have the TikTok personality. Cause,
What is a TikTok?
Who is we all?
Who is we? No, what we. Is a TikTok personality?
No, we, but like the same sense of humor, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
Yeah. It could be a good thing too, because we all get each other then.
Yeah. Pros and cons. There's pros and cons.
I feel like we give like a very, like we're very biased about this because we're obviously very exposed to like social media. So we won't even like
notice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. The third question is, justify why phones should be banned or not banned.
As long as we're not all on our phones during like lunchtime and break, I don't think it should be banned. Mm-hmm.
So like allow people to have their phones in school but have stricter regulations maybe, so people aren't tempted to use their phones.
Yeah. I feel like the fact that it's banned also makes it more tempting to use.
Yeah, that's true. For sure.
Zero, I want your opinion on this.
My opinion is that doesn't matter, I don't think. Because I feel like we're not even on our phones anyway in school. So I don't know if it's going to really increase social interactions or anything. So I don't see the point.
But is that just for you, or is it, are you talking in a general consensus?
I'm talking from what I've seen in my own opinion. I don't see people, maybe they are using it, and maybe they're so slick that even I don't notice, but I haven't seen people using their phones, so.
Yeah. And also banning using phones during school hours, I don't think it will actually affect whether people would use their phones, because I think it would tempt them even more to use their phones during class hours.
Mm-hmm. So the last question is, what are some alternatives to phone bans that can satisfy the student body and the school government?
I think you mentioned this, like regulating them. Yeah, instead of banning.
Because regardless, I feel like people might need to use their phones at certain times, like IB students.
Yeah.
So the whole point of banning it, I feel like, had some level of just constraint on people that need to use it. Mm-hmm. But then if you just regulate it or like restrict it to some degree, then I feel like you can find that perfect balance in between.
Yeah. I also think maybe if it was like by grade, maybe if it's allowed for some year groups and then not allowed for other year groups that are younger.
Because, like, why does a year 6 need it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. For sure. But for, like, a year 11 to maybe 13, in class, we need to use them for research. Yeah, so.
And I feel like we have a lot more, like, self-control.
Yeah, also. Yeah,
definitely.
But I feel like it should be by age more than grade, because, like, there could be, like, for example, Josh is, like, 12 in year 12, right? So.
But also at the same time, even if the ages in the same year group are different, we all think the same because we're always exposed to each other. Mm-hmm. So if it's by year group, like it would make more sense to group people with people they're with all the time.
Yeah, for sure.
So yeah, next we're going to be talking about social media. How do you think social media has influenced the way we form friendships and maintain relationships?
I feel like it's made it a lot easier. Because it's like, for a lot of people, I feel like texting could be, like, a better form of communication.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I feel like it makes it easier for people to make friends and socialize, get out their comfort zone.
But at the same time, don't you think it's also putting someone in their comfort zone? Because it's very different when you text and when you like talk to a person in real life, because when you text you can like, you're kind of thinking of what you're gonna say or whatever, but when you're like interacting with that person, having that like physical like closeness with that person, I feel like it could be so different from actually texting.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like texting is not accurate, like an accurate representation of how an actual conversation is carried out in person.
But I feel like it's a lot easier for so many people to just text.
Yeah.
Even though it's like, it's not the best form of communication.
Yeah.
It's like
I feel like people who defend texting have horrible personalities, but okay.
Crazy.
What?
Crazy.
Yeah.
Horrible personality?
I mean, yeah.
TikTok personalities.
Exactly.
But okay. Like, it's also really easy. I know recently you went to Kenya with MUN. Mm-hmm. You should join MUN, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's very easy to make friends because you could just walk up to someone that you, like, you know, vibe with or whatever and then say, yo, can I get your Instagram? And then the relationship can carry over from that. So yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
So it has some really good positives. Talking about positives, what are some positives and negative effects of social media on the mental health among teenagers?
I feel like it's so different for everyone.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think so too. It depends on how we use it, obviously.
Yeah.
It can also positively affect our health, as we can use it to find cures to some easy illnesses like coughs or just colds. But it might have negative sides if we're using it for irrelevant stuff.
Mm-hmm. Also, if you're comparing yourself to people online.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That makes it negative.
Yeah, it could set like a certain standard for someone and they want to meet that standard every time. So they're always fighting to do something so that they can be like kind of feel accepted or like valued to some degree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Social media is fake too. So like they're all unrealistic standards.
Yeah,
like,
I feel
so hard to like.
People don't understand that, you know, because what you see on social media, the person is posting that because that's the best version of themselves.
Yeah.
So that's not an accurate representation of their day-to-day life. So trying to match that in your day-to-day life is just going to lead to disappointment.
For sure.
So what are some strategies that teenagers can use to maintain screen time, to manage screen time and maintain a healthy balance between online and offline activities?
I think like having a plan for like your study hours and everything will make it easier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have like a... Well, I did this when I had exams, but I had like a screen time limit thing,
mm-hmm.
that would just make me get off the app
after
like a certain time. So I feel like that's also very helpful.
But just getting off is not enough. You know, you need, once you get off your phone, you need to have an activity that you like and that you look forward to doing so that you're motivated to stay off your phone. Because, you know, the screen time limiters, if you have self-control, when it comes on, you put your phone down. But you can also just ignore it. You can say snooze or something and then get past it.
I mean, no one's going to put that screen time or limit thing on just to like stare into a blank wall, you know?
Exactly.
They're gonna have something to do during that time.
Find hobbies, guys. TikTok's not a hobby.
So yeah, guys, that's all the questions we have for today. Thank you for listening and remember to use your inside voices.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast. We hope you enjoyed. Follow our socials to get more updates and make sure to use your inside voices.